And now, the life of Mary Southern. Mary decided to take Reverend Blaine's advice regarding an evening's mental vacation from their worries. The Reverend, in a very cute way, outlined a decidedly romantic evening. He suggested an especially nice dinner and warned Mary not to mention one word to Max regarding their problems. These problems are chiefly Phyllis's health and the pending business proposition, which, if consummated, will go a long way towards helping the mill workers forget their grievances against Max. It's a little past 8 in the evening. Reverend Blaine's Hollywood atmosphere is working. Mary and Max, having just finished dinner, are seated on the sofa in front of the fire.
Ah, gee, honey, that was a swell meal. Hey, where'd you ever learn to make that hope chest cake, huh?
Are you referring to my icebox cake?
Oh, yeah. Hey, that was delectable.
Oh, it's an old recipe. Handed down to the family through generations.
Mm.
One piece is all anyone dares.
Huh?
The second slice is supposed to be steak.
Hey, and I had 300.
Oh, and you're such a nice fellow, too.
Oh, you are. Well, here, well, now, just for that, I'll show you. A nice guy, huh?
Oh, man.
Hey, for a guy that should be dead, I do pretty well, don't I?
Well, he's broken at least 4 of my bones. Darling, you don't realize how strong you are.
Gee, Toots, I'm sorry if I hurt you.
I don't really mind.
Gosh, Mary, I guess maybe you do love me. I'll be darned if I know why.
Because you're my man. The man I stood beside and promised to love, honor, and obey. I know all about you then, darling. I know how naughty and stubborn you can be sometimes.
Oh, yeah?
But I also knew what a fine, intelligent man you were. Down under that funny little vest of would-be bravado.
Am I really a great guy, Mary?
Top. Oh, sweetheart, I wish every married couple could be as happy as we are. Oh, I don't know when I've laughed so much. Phyllis, you and Danny are the grandest couple. We have our moments. I'm so glad you weren't bored with us. Bored? I haven't been that since I came to Sanders. Everyone's been wonderful to me. And Mary's a darling. I feel as if I'd known her all my life. And Max is simply precious.
I hear he took you on a personally conducted tour of Sanders.
Oh, did he? I'll never forget it. His sense of humor is priceless. I asked him if the town had any social life, and he said, yes, there was a very nice lover's lane just outside the village.
That sounds just like Max. He's a peach, really.
Don't I know it. He amazed me with the knowledge he has of your town. I believe he could manage any part of it and do an excellent job, too.
Well, I know you're talking about me, so out of modesty, I'll pretend that I don't hear.
We're talking about Max, Marty.
Oh, fine thing. I slave over a hot stove to cook you girls a good dinner, and then you praise another man.
Well, that's women for you.
She beat you to your favorite line, Danny.
Yeah, no, I'll have to think up a new one.
company.
You know, word probably leaked out that we're entertaining a big town woman. The folks want to know.
Oh, go see who it is, dear.
I'm on my way.
How'd you ever find such a nice husband?
I ran a contest. He is nice, isn't he?
Well, if he were twins, I'd take the other one.
Who was it, Danny?
A mysterious envelope was slipped under the door.
Ooh. A poison pen letter. Yeah. Or a ring.
Or a bill. Let's see. Huh. Ticket. What can this be?
Well, read what they say.
It says here, complimentary passes to Murdoch's roller skating rink grand opening tonight.
Oh, fine. Skating is my sport.
Ours, too. Remember, Danny, how we used to drive over to Fulton skate?
Yeah, you know, I'm a skating fool. Phyllis is darn near a champ, too.
Was, Danny.
You will be again, sir.
Sure, my little snugger pugger will be knocking them all dead. Very soon, too.
Danny, you and Laura both like to skate. Well, why don't you two go?
Oh, no, you can't get rid of us.
Of course not, darling. Well, what fun would that be?
Well, there'd be a lot of fun. Laura's a guest here, and we want to entertain her.
Now, don't you worry about me, Phyllis. I'll have a better time right here talking with you two.
Sure, we'll have our own private party. And if you're good, maybe I'll make some fudge.
Uh-huh, I know you're fudge. No. Now, seriously, it's foolish to waste 2 tickets.
We can give them to somebody.
Oh, they're probably putting them under everyone's door to draw a crowd for the opening. But that's what'll make it fun. The whole town will be there.
Well, the best part of the town will be right here.
Oh, why, I'll even make the fudge in the left. Oh, no, no, please. I want you both to go. Honestly, I have a piece of a story I want to finish.
But, darling, you don't want to leave you.
Oh, please let us stay. No, orders is orders. I want a blow-by-blow description of what goes on at the rink tonight, and I'm sending you to cover it for me.
Please,
I'll get a kick from hearing about it when you come back.
You really feel that way,
You honestly want to read?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, to both of you. Now get on your bonnets and get out. It's after 8.
Well, maybe Mary and Max will come over and keep you company. I'll phone them.
No, Danny, I want to be alone. Well, isn't there some way we can bring you over to watch? No, not tonight. I'm in the mood for a good book. Besides, I feel a little tired.
Well, if you need anything, just tinkle your little bell for Daddy. He dropped off asleep on the porch swing, but he'll hear you.
Oh, I'll be fine. Now stop worrying about me and enjoy yourself.
Okie doke, Fizzer Rinkton. I give Papa kids.
Come and get it. I'll close my eyes until you two lovebirds
finish. Duty's discharged.
Have a good time, and don't bring back any blacks and blue souvenirs. Or falling caps of fun.
Some fun.
Yeah.
Well, goodbye, Angel.
Goodbye, Jill.
A girl. You know, married couples ought to always be like us, Mary. I don't believe in this modern business of the guy going his way and the woman hers. They should stick close.
You're right, Miss.
Sure.
Mutual interests hold a marriage together. If the wife goes out with her husband and learns to enjoy the things he likes, a man isn't apt to stray from home.
Hey, you got a down pat, honey. No, I guess that's why we're so happy, huh? We get a bang out of the same thing.
Most things. I'm not especially interested in horror movies.
Well, but you go to see them with me.
Well, I can always close my eyes, and I do.
Gee, I'll bet you miss some of the swellest murders that way.
Barbarian.
Really, I'm a softy inside. Hey, you said so yourself.
Well, I retract the statement.
Huh?
Any man...
Listen, honey, we're out.
Shouldn't I answer?
No, we want to be alone.
Oh, it may be something important.
Well, what's more important than us spending an evening alone?
Nothing, I guess.
Well, I guess not. Time that thing anyway.
Maybe I better answer.
Okay. Answer it if you want.
Hello? Oh, hello, Bill. Yes, he's here. I'll call him. It's Bill Brown, dear, from the mill. He wants to speak to you.
Hey, that's funny. I thought he was kind of sore at me. Hello, Bill. Yeah, how's Trace, huh? Well, fine. How are you and the missus feeling? What? Hey, wait a minute. Say that again, will you? Hey, Ann?
What?
Well, thanks for telling me, Bill. Now, listen, I'm coming right over. I want to talk to you. Yeah. Okay, at your house. Yeah, so long, Bill.
Yes, what's wrong?
Oh, it ain't nothing. I'm just going to run out and see Bill for a few minutes. So
why don't you tell me, Max?
Mary, listen. I don't want to worry you about little things.
Didn't you just say that married couples ought to share everything?
Well, sure, but...
If you'd rather not so like it.
Oh, all right, I'll tell you, Toots. It's about the mill. The men are talking about taking a vote.
A vote on what?
And whether Max Terry Sanders is to go on being the town manager.
Max, they can't. They simply mustn't take a vote at this time. With all the ill feelings Gerald Priest and Mr. Davis have stirred up against you and the gambling syndicate trouble, why, you wouldn't stand a chance.
Oh, I know that, Mary, but there's nothing I can do. The men have about made up their minds to run this meeting, and it looks like I'm out. Max, you will have to think of something. If you were ousted as town manager, all your struggles to close the deal with Jeffrey Barton would be for naught. Someone else, probably Proust or Davis, would step in and take the credit for bringing Barton's business to Sanders. You'd be without a job, without an opportunity to raise the money Phyllis needs so badly. Max, my boy, you're on the spot. disprove the adage about there being honor amongst thieves. Whatever happens, however, the future looks far from bright for Max and Mary Sutherland.